The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, on this program, we monitor the march towards autocracy in America and the latest on that Harvard spat. The Department of Homeland Security is threatening to revoke Harvard's eligibility to host international students unless Harvard turns over disciplinary records. Now, can you imagine if the government here said to UCD or Trinity, we want disciplinary records from you or you can't have any foreign students on your campus? I mean, that is where we're going in America. And then the weaponizing of the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. The IRS, we're told, is making plans to rescind Harvard's tax-exempt status after Trump threatened them with that. So he is weaponizing that department too. Now, of course, part of the fallout from Trump's actions is crude oil prices are falling to a four-year low at the moment, but prices at our pumps remain the same. Prices hitting their four-year low are yet another impact of the tariffs, but why are we not seeing any change? Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, joins me now. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So just tell me about the price at the pump. What does it stand on average across the country?
For this month, Pat, and same for the last previous 2 months, the price of the average litre of petrol is €1.80, according to AA Ireland's April fuel surprise survey, and diesel €1.77. Again, the diesel price hasn't changed for the last 3 months now. And this is despite the fact that crude oil prices are at a four-year low. They've been dropping strongly since April the 2nd when Trump announced his tariffs and caused the mayhem in markets to that, due to that. Oil producers fear a global recession from the tariffs. So they think there'll be very limited supply. There'll be less demand for oil. But to be fair as well, I mean, prices have been falling since before this month because the OPEC cartel has been releasing, particularly the Saudi Arabians, have been releasing more crude oil onto the market. So we really should be seeing some fall at the pumps. It you know, it's the old adage that it rises like a rocket. When crude prices go up, the fuel price at the pumps goes up like a rocket and then falls like a feather. Yeah. So very slow to fall. Now,
you talk to Kevin McPartland of Fuels of Ireland. That's the representative group for oil importers and distributors. What did he have to say by way of explanation?
Well, you know, one of the factors is the fact that we buy crude oil in dollars and the euro has strengthened a lot against the dollar because international investors have been selling down the dollar. That meant the euro got stronger. So that's a factor that you know, in his defense. But he also said, look, the really big problem is that nearly a euro of the price of a liter is going to the government in various taxes, excise duty, VAT. There's various levies as well. So that's really, you know, that Brent
so
crude,
what you're saying
massive.
To me is that on the price of petrol and the price of diesel, we're only playing around with the 80 cent in terms of petrol and 77 cent in terms of diesel. The other bit, the government's bit, well, there's VAT in there and that does fluctuate in accordance with the base price of fuel. But basically, we're only tinkering around with a fraction of the price in terms of what crude does to it.
That's the case. Look at the government does seem to take an awful lot of tax from fuel, you know, in addition to road tax, and that really annoys drivers. I mean, you know, you've got the excise duty VAT, I mean, and they're very high as well. We have some of the highest prices and the highest taxes in Europe for these things. So, you know, yeah, there isn't much left then when you factor in how much the government takes. You're talking about refining costs, you know, currency variations, and then a margin for the distributors and for the retailers. And every petrol retailer you talk to will tell you, look, we don't really make money on petrol and diesel. We're trying to get you into the shop that we have. So you buy milk and bread and they tend to be poor value.
So they're saying that their margins are not great on fuel either. One of my listeners, Martin in Galway, says, ah, Pat, don't you know it takes 6 weeks for fuel prices to come down at the pump after a trading price fall? Funny, though, how it only takes 6 minutes to go up at the pump after a trading price rise.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't need to be a cynic, you know, to make that observation. I mean, that is very true. They're very quick at putting it up. And, you know, you'll see it within hours of of changes in crude prices. If they go up, they tend to push up the price. Now, they'll tell you that it's only when they get a delivery of diesel and petrol, but it does tend to go up terribly fast and very, very slow to come down. So, you know, really, I think the distributors and the retailers have to ask themselves, look, should they not be quicker at passing on lower prices? Now, there are huge variations around the country, Pat. I have an awful lot of people on to me with half-decent deals in some places and ridiculously expensive prices in some other places. So, you know, if you are on the road and you are going to pass a few petrol stations, obviously try and see if you can get it at a decent price. But yeah, it is very slow to come down, given that crude prices are very low. You know, there was $75 for Brent crude a couple of weeks ago. It was down at $59 a while ago. It's back up to about $64, $65. So that really should be, we really should be seeing some small falls at the pumps, really, because of that.
So if you're seeing a 10% fall in crude, you'd expect, given the taxes that we have, maybe a 5% fall at the pump.
Because I don't think that's unreasonable, Pat. Yeah, you know, you should be seeing some pass through here, and you know they're too slow to pass it through. And I think it's only going to come from there should be more pressure here. We should have government ministers coming out here saying, you know, I know they're embarrassed because they're taking so much tax off it, saying, come on, guys, this needs to be passed on to people because it affects everything: distributors, transport companies. You know, the price of energy, the price of fuel feeds into so many other costs in this country, Pat.
Yeah, but what bothers me is that these guys who buy fuel are supposed to be experts at hedging and all the rest, and they buy forward. They can't be that expert if they're caught on the hop every time, surprised by these falls and rises. Oh, we didn't know, therefore the price goes up. Oh, it may go up again, so we're not going to drop the price just in case.
There's a bit of that hedging going on, but a lot of it is down to what the open market price is, and it changes daily and changes by the hour. You know, these the people buying the fuel say, look, they're subject to the whims. We have to import all our oil. Mm. We're subject to the whims of the market and the currency. You know, when the euro strengthens against the dollar, it doesn't help us. But no, I think they are very slow to pass it on. And this has been a feature of the market since COVID, when there was a kind of a, and the outbreak of the Ukrainian war, which caused an energy crisis. There's kind of a reluctance to kind of pass on quickly price reductions.
Now, Charlie, do you remember years ago there was a crowd called Jet, and they opened service stations around the country and they promised cheap fuel. And for a while they delivered. I don't know what happened to them. They were probably taken over by another outfit. But they were offering significantly cheaper fuel than the majors were at the time. I wonder, is there room for some operator to get in there and give the motorist value?
Well, there are plenty of, you know, different retail, and there's retail chains as well. I mean, you know, which some of them tend to be quite good value, but there's a number of independent ones, and the ones at the border as well tend to be under pressure, you know, at times because there's different prices either side of the border. But, you know, there is a variety of different retailers out there, and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission did look at this, you know, because it became a huge issue, and they looked at competition in the retail petrol and diesel market, and you know they didn't have anything really adverse to say. That they reckoned, you know, that there wasn't any profiteering going on. But I had to look at it's probably time to keep. They should be keeping an eye on all of this all of the time to make sure that, you know, there's fairness here for drivers, and that when there is a decent fall in the crude price, that does get passed on without too much delay.
Yeah, and ditto for EV charging. When the price of fuel goes down, the price of generating electricity goes down, so those prices should fall as well. Personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.